I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, podcast folk.
Did you ever make a paper airplane?
I did. Yeah.
How the hell do you make a paper airplane? Callum, you strike me as the kind of person who can make a paper airplane.
I can't for the life of me make a paper airplane.
I don't understand how people like did it. Like, and or even figured it out. Do you know what I can make with paper? I can make a cube.
Oh, you've done this before, and I kept it at my desk for about 3 months and then it died.
You got rid of it.
In Athlone.
It died.
In Athlone, we worked in a radio station down there, and one day we were really bored, and we all had a big paper airplane competition. It was quite serious. It became a tournament.
Yeah,
that's the most I can get. Like, it's just
too boxy.
Yeah, it's too shit. Like
it's not. Like,
you know, there's some people used to be able to make
the
Concords.
Wings are meant to flap out, I think.
Right. To get a bit of aerodynamic, something like that.
Yeah,
I wish you could have seen what Dave was doing during the show this morning, because that man was not in his seat the entire.
I was having a real ADHD day today, girls.
That's okay. It's very entertaining. Dave built a tower with mic muffs, and they are basically just the foamy thing that you put on top of your microphone. But they're kind of fun to play with.
You'll hear this in your podcast. I've just took off my mic muff. I'm going to put it back on now.
It's like putting on a condom.
Yeah. Or a sock.
Oh, that was a bit better. I
just went backwards.
Out.
Yeah. Very good.
There was more of a fight than yours.
There's also a turkey baster for some reason in the room, so I checked the temperature.
It's a meat thermometer, not a turkey.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, that one. Meat thermometer. I checked the temperature of my belly button.
It was high.
It was 33 degrees.
That's I went, hey,
that's a hot belly button.
This is where a doctor is listening and go, hi, Dave, that's not normal.
No, I was about to say, that seems quite hot.
75. Yeah, I'm... Put a fork in me, I'm done.
Let's go! With Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, sorry, just did a big stretch.
Big stretch,
let's do it again. This time with feeling, how are we? Happy Wednesday?
We're at Wednesday now, yeah.
Great, fantastic. The inauguration of our president, our new Uachtaráin na hÉireann, was yesterday.
That was nice, the way you said Uachtaráin na
hÉireann. At 11:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday. I have so many issues with this. Like, this was a grand event in every other country.
Yeah.
Why is it on when everyone has a board meeting? Like, why are we not meant to watch it? Like, what's the story there?
I was
11:15 on a Tuesday.
I wasn't around to watch it. And then to the point where I was like, I didn't even think, because we don't make a big thing of these things compared to other countries.
It's
that
very
they were
going
to do rolling coverage of it, kind of a thing, because I would have been glued to that.
Well, so this is the thing. I am in the lucky few who get to watch TV at 11:15, or unlucky few at 11:15 in the morning. And I did stick it on, and yeah, there was kind of like people coming in. But the big camera angle was just focused in on, I don't know what cathedral it was up near Dublin Castle anyway. And I was like, I'm bored. I'm already bored. Mm. And then I seen her come in and I was like, yeah, there she is. I'll just wait for the clips online. Mm. So that was grand. That was fine. Turned it off. The clips online are mainly by RT1. Yeah. And RT1 are kind of tweeting a little bit like a teenager. I don't know how I feel about it.
It doesn't work. Was that the whole thing of like, we're not crying, you're crying?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
No, that was literally it. So it's like, there's a video of like Michael D. Higgins saying his goodbye, and it's like Irish flag, love heart emoji, fine. And then next week is our national anthem at the inauguration of President Connolly, and then there's the Irish flag emoji. That's absolutely fine. Then Catherine Connolly, our new president, love heart, and then the Irish flag. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
RT1 has to have the same attitude as the RT news account.
That's what I thought.
If anyone wants to have a bit of crack, it might be the RT2 account.
There's the video
RT1.
Of the old President Michael D. Higgins walking up the aisle and he has like two crutches, and the caption RT1 decided to tweet was, "We're not crying, you are."
No, that's just
Michael
not
D.
Right.
Higgins at the inauguration of President-elect Catherine Connolly. And I'm like, what's going
I'm
on?
I'm all for people having a bit of crack, but RT1, you've no business trying to be pop based.
Trying to be pop based.
The only way to finish a sentence when you're RT1 on Twitter is a full stop.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin. your number one hit music station.
Gorgeous, Lewis Capaldi and Something in the Heavens on Spin 103.8.
Good morning and a happy Wednesday to you. I was out, I was watching rugby a couple of weekends ago. I think it was maybe 2 weekends ago. And that day, I was just chilling in the house or whatever. Yeah. And my housemate Linda was hoovering the stairs.
Mm.
And I said to her, I was really cheeky, but I said, listen, would you just pop your head around my bedroom door?
Jesus.
And just right just there where I put my shoes, it's just a little bit dusty. But just give that one, just literally one. As
just
in
one swoop.
One swoop. You don't have to go in. Just I knew how it was coming across. So I was like, just listen, would you just pop your head around, go zoop, and then it'll be done.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she was like, and Linda is so sound with this stuff. She's like, yeah, no bother. She's like my best friend. So yeah. It doesn't matter. It's not like I'm asking a randomer. She's like my best friend, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, just go in and zoop. And anyway, we go about our separate days and we meet for the rugby that night.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend is there and my friends are there and Linda's there and she says, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh no.
And I was like, what? And she was just like, your room is disgusting. I was like, why? What's it? I was like, my room is perfectly clean.
Yeah.
Thinking all of the clothes are in the wardrobe, all the jocks and socks are in the drawers.
So you're saying it's not messy?
It's not messy.
Mm.
It's just filthy.
Exactly.
Technically.
Two different things.
Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, I popped my head around and I sneezed. And I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, there's dust on the dust. There's dust like what feels laminated into the wooden floor. And I was like, all right, shut up, like, get over it. And Pippa, my girlfriend, is there like, no, 100%, that's why I don't stay at David's or whatever, that's why we stay at mine. I was just like, oh my God, this is a real problem to some people. Mm. Not to me, I never really bothered about it. But I decided to go at it yesterday.
Yeah. It took you 2 weeks of that realization.
But she came in, when she was in the pub and she was just like, have you ever even hoovered that room? I was like, no, who hoovers a bedroom? Mops. And I was like, no, who mops a bedroom?
I had the same comment made to me before when I mopped my bedroom, being like, who does that? And I'm like, it's actually really nice to do that.
So I went at it yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, I started like obviously hoovering up the dust first and then I got to the mopping, but I realised I didn't do the hoovering too well.
So
I was mopping a load of wet.
Sick, yeah. That's actually
wet
horrible.
Dust.
It's actually sometimes nice though if you do that. If you realise when you've done the mop situation that there's still dust around when it dries, one more little hoover, then you know. Bada bing, bada bung, this is gorgeous. Quick question, do you have a wooden floor or a carpet?
Yeah, wooden, that's why I was mopping it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Wooden floor and the thing.
Good.
But I text into my group chat. And I said, I'm mopping my room. What do I put in the bucket, like apart from water? And the lads were like, boil the kettle, hot water, put in a little drop of the blue liquid under the sink. I was like, grand. Linda texts, she's like, do you want to wait until I'm home? I was like, no, lads, I can do it. And then Linda says, just a drop of that blue stuff? And Ben said, well, I just said a drop because I didn't want him using the entire bottle. I know he'll use a drop as opposed to a drop bean.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they, and then Ben is like, do you have a mask and gloves? And I didn't know if he's been serious or not.
Oh, my God.
So then they were saying in the group chat, they were like, I visioned the house being flooded. Come home and David's mopped the stairs thinking he's doing a great job. I was like, I feel horrible in this group chat. Don't mop the carpet, David. And then they were very worried because they hadn't heard from me in a while. And they were like, I repeat, I'm scared. It's been 20 minutes, no update. Is the house okay? Call the guards. The silence is concerning. Someone's like, will I text the next door neighbour to go in and check? Yeah, tell her where the key is. He might be dead. Tell her to bring the swimming bands.
Bring the swimming bands.
All I did was mop the room and they're like, send out the full...
Here's a job I wonder if you did. Do you have a mirror in your room? I'm sure you do.
I do have a mirror in my room and I took it out of the room to like kind of clean it and I realised I don't know how to clean a mirror. I'm going to have to like TikTok it later on because it's just rotten and there's streaks in it and whatever.
Wait a second, do you have window lean there?
I don't know.
Windoline.
I don't know. I only know what I have under the sink by colour.
Do you have anything that looks see-through?
No. Water.
Just TikTok it, yeah?
Anyway, it's lovely now.
TikTok it. That's the way to do it. It's only for dinner now. Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Gigi Perez and Sailor Song. This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning. God, oh, yeah. I'd love to be out in Tenerife where she is.
Is that where she is?
Yeah, it took me days to comprehend.
She's only posted one photo and it was of a hand dryer in the bathroom.
It was actually toilet roll.
Toilet roll, yeah. In the bathroom.
And there was
put the location tag as Tenerife.
Yeah. I was like, ah, she's in Tenerife. Wasn't sure which Canary Island she was on. Thanks for the update on the toilet paper situation there, Fiona. There's a woman on TikTok and she claims that she once matched with New York's new incoming mayor, Zohran Mamdani, on Hinge many years ago, okay?
Okay.
Now, he's obviously getting a lot of talk about him at the moment because he's going to be New York's next mayor. He seems like a really cool guy, I think, in the early stages, as soon as he was kind of elected. He was quite quick to criticise Donald Trump. Mm. So it kind of shows a different side, I suppose, in the world.
I don't know, like, man's a socialist, I don't like
him. Now, this, obviously, claim from this woman is very... It's almost very clouty, isn't it? It's like, come over to my TikTok, give me some likes. She was very quick to delete her TikTok, her entire account, I think. She got a bit of backlash for this because she claims that the reason that she didn't match with him on Hinge was because of his height, right?
Mm.
This whole height thing, I don't get it. I really don't. I hate the way girls
are. Most lads would be...
Unless you're 6'2", I don't want anything to do with you.
Most lads would be happy with you saying that, but I also think that... guys do it as well. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, guys do it for, oh, they want like a small girl. Like, they want someone who, like, short and sweet or whatever, like Sabrina Carpenter.
It's just so nothing compared to what I was, like, raised with. Like, when we were in school, there was a guy who was way shorter than all of us. We were like, he's so hot.
Really?
We loved him. Yeah,
interesting. It's also about how you carry yourself as well, isn't it? Like, I think if you were to, like, if Pippa was to wear heels, even like kitten heels, she's taller than me.
Well, same, like, Jack, I think, is tall enough, but yeah, if I've, like, a big pair of heels on, I'd be a little bit taller than him. Yeah,
I wouldn't bother. Cares? I don't mind that.
Now, Zendaya and Tom Holland, are they doing nothing for society?
Yeah, exactly. Dead right.
Anyway, so she claims that this is the reason that she didn't match with him, and as I say, getting a huge amount of backlash on this. But he did meet his actual legit wife on Hinge in 2021.
Ah, very
so
good.
Again, no one's too big for dating apps.
She seems cool. I like the one.
Rama Dawaji, yeah, she seems incredibly cool. I've only been stalking all of these people, I'm not going to lie, this morning, but I will continue to do so. But, you know, it is just kind of testament to the fact that all sorts of everybody are legitimately using Hinge and using all sorts of dating apps on the daily and meeting and, you know, really successful relationships coming from there. I was only chatting to one of the girls at Fiona's wedding and she's new to Hinge and I was singing his praises because that's eventually after spending about €500 on the app for Boost, how I met Jack. You met Pip on a dating app as well.
Yeah, I met her on Bumble. Bumble was always great. Bumble was the one that gave me... an ego boost. I don't know what it was. Like,
because the girl has to message first.
Yeah, it was that as well. But like, for some reason on Hinge and Tinder, I never matched with people like the likes of Pippa. Do you know what I mean? And then on Bumble, I was matching with people like Pippa and I was like, am I good looking on Bumble?
I actually found that the other way around. I thought the lads, I always think like Bumble's for dating, Hinge is for relationships. Mm. That's how I saw it in my head. But anyway, that wasn't the case for you. But there's a woman and her name is Riley and she's on TikTok as well talking about the list of celebrities who she claims has rejected her on the more kind of prestigious, some might say, dating app Raya. So Raya's kind of known for where kind of the big celebrities hang out. Not, but it isn't just exclusive to them. Anyone who gets invited over
to it
with a particular code and is willing to pay a few quid a month for the site can join.
I have mates on it and they're in no way famous.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I was actually talking to one of the lads that I know who managed to get onto it as well. And he was saying it's no more successful than any of the other ones either.
And you have to pay mad money for it, isn't it?
To pay a monthly subscription for it. But she's claiming that these are the likes of the celebrities that have rejected her on it.
The guy from The Office. Ryan. I don't know what his real name is. Mike Posner. Posner. Whatever, you get it. Trevor Noah. Charlie frickin' Puth. Chris Rock. Diplo.
BJ Novak is who you're looking for. BJ Novak.
Who? Oh, Ryan from the office. Yeah. So look, it just goes to show they're all out there.
So those are people she said no to.
No, she's very modest. She said these are people who said no to her.
Okay, guys.
Like, because even after she mentioned the Chris Rock thing, she was like, I'm a Will Smith corner.
Sorry, that's
now.
Just such an interesting insight as to a woman's online dating where she matches with people who look like Charlie Puth and also BJ Novak.
No, legitimately them.
That's what I'm saying. That's really interesting because they're both very different looking.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you're saying, would you not think the same with the girls? Or
yeah, I know, but it's just interesting to see who you like match with or whatever. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure, it's so long ago now since you were over there. You can't even remember what that experience was like.
I can't remember at all.
Fado.
What is it, swipe left?
Lady Gaga, that's the Dead Dance. Have you watched Wednesday, Dave?
No, I watched one episode of it, and it's not really for me. It's a bit kiddish, I think.
Is it? All right, okay. That's from the soundtrack to that, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're wondering why I was great soundtrack, though. Asking that question. Yeah, really
and
cool.
And I like your one. I think she's cool.
Yeah, a lot of that was filmed in Ireland, which makes me think I should watch it, but I just don't know.
Her name escapes me every time. Jenna Ortega. Thank you very much. Yeah, I like her.
All this week on Fully Charged, we would love to sort you with €200 to spend on Just Eat and get you into a gig at Whelan's this day week. Craig David is playing there with Just Eat. I'm looking through. Do you remember his song Walking Away?
No.
To find a better day. No?
No.
What? Ugh, Dave, there's literally only a couple of years between us. You made me feel so old.
Well, I know the met her on Monday.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday.
We were making love by Wednesday.
And on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and chill on Sunday.
He won't be making love on Wednesday because he will be in Whelan's.
That's so true. He'll be making love to Hawker by Hang Dye and Sano Food.
Yeah.
Because Just Eat are serving up food from two of Dublin's biggest food hotspots at the gig. So that's another reason to get there.
We were a drink on Tuesday. Had to go to Whelan's on Wednesday.
every day this week, as we say, €200 to give away to spend with Just Eat. And then on Friday, someone who's entered will get in the upgrade prize.
Nice. Who's on to play?
Checking out. This morning, it's Jamie. What are you up to this morning, Jamie?
I'm on the way to work.
What classic. Do you do?
I'm a sales rep.
That is classic Jamie.
Classic Jamie.
You're a sales rep.
And how long is the commute this morning or every morning, Jamie?
Still 20 minutes.
That's okay. Not too bad. You're one of the lucky ones.
Where are you going from? Where are you going to, Jamie?
Going from Lincoln into town.
Okay, very good. That's all right. Very nice.
Listen, we'd love to get you sorted with a €200 voucher for Just Eat. What's the first thing you'd be getting if you were to win that this morning?
Probably, Domino's.
Domino's. That's the second person who said Domino's. And Emma was like, is Domino's even on Just Eat? I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I can get Domino's.
Chicken strippers, lads.
Ooh. That's an interesting one. I just want a litre of their garlic sauce.
Oh, I know.
That's all I want.
And in fairness, their big dips are massive now. It is like jumping into a pool.
It is so good. All right, Jamie. Yes. Well, there was a little bit missing of a certain song. Let's see if you got it right. Isn't that sweet? I guess so.
I'm working late. Cause I'm a singer.
Jamie, I didn't know you were a singer.
No,
that was wonderful.
Did I. You're here all calm and collected off to work, but actually you're giving it welly in the car on the way. That's great. You win yourself the €200 Just Eat voucher, Jamie. And next Wednesday, Craig David is playing Whelan, so you're in the draw to win your tickets to that as well.
Happy days. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Now, we do have to give some honourable mentions. These are others that got involved. You know, all the other singers among us that we weren't aware of.
I'm working late.
I'm working late because I'm a singer.
Because I'm a player.
Oh, we've had. I'm working late because I'm a sinner.
A singer, which was right, and player. They were all really bad.
I'm working late because I'm a sinner.
I'm working late because I'm a singer.
Because I'm a player.
I love the way he said, he's like, you're all wrong.
I'm a player.
I'm a player.
I'm cool, I am.
Very good.
Tomorrow morning, same time of the show, you can win your way to Craig David at Whelan's next week and the €200 Just Eat voucher as well. For now, though, Disco Lines, Tinashe, this is No Broke Boys at Spin. Oh, I made the big mistake yesterday. I have my NCT retest today.
Oh, yeah.
First time I've ever had to go for a retest, man. I don't like failing exams. Anyway, yesterday, I was like, the car is in good nick. It smells pleasant, everything. You know, I don't want to annoy the boys or give them any stains on their...
It must be awful to work in an NCT centre and, like, get in a car that's just...
dirty. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to dirty their Snickers pants. You know what I mean? Last time I brought it for a good wash beforehand, the underbody and all, give the €14 to the car wash. Brought the dog to the dog park yesterday, put him in the back of the car. The place is like a mud bath in the back of the car.
No.
And I just don't know when I'm going to have time between work and getting there to clean it.
What's it retesting on?
Oh, Dave, don't ask me questions like that. I don't know.
Is it the boot that has to be checked? Because if not, then you don't worry about it.
I think it's all about wheels.
Wheels? Well, then your granddad's not even going to look in the boot.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't in the boot. He was in the back of the car. I would never put my dog in a boot.
You're not one of those, no?
Nah.
I'd put my dog in the boot. I don't have a dog, but if I had one, I'd put it in the boot.
Would you take the flap off so they can see, or would they be in the darkness?
No, I'd take the flap off. 100%. But yeah, no, I'd put them in the boot. Sorry, go back to your actual problem. Yeah, no, I think if they're just checking wheels, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're like, as long as the front seat is grand, and as long as it doesn't stink a dog.
I've had some theories on why I failed last time. I'm just not admitting that there's something wrong with my car. I forgot to click all the seat belts in before I handed it over, and I feel like I annoyed them.
I've never done that before.
Oh, well, there you go. All good.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Is that why I fail every time? Because I haven't done the seatbelts.
I think you're meant to have them clicked in.
I did not know
just
that.
Just to save them a few minutes to show, look, they're all working.
Oh, for
and then
God
you're
sake
also meant to take all the mats out.
What?
I've never done that. I didn't do that last time either. I forgot. So I think they're annoyed at me, and that's why they
my housemates all got me Daniel O'Donnell car mats, so I can't take them out.
No. they'd be worth a few points to you, I'd say. It's coming up on 8. What's the crack out there, Alex?
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening? How are we? I went out for dinner last night of a Tuesday.
Oh, did you?
The only reason I went on a Tuesday is because I had to book it a month in advance.
You love going for some kind of a bougie dinner in a place that takes a month to get a seat.
It's not incredibly bougie. Like, it's not. It's just really popular.
Mm.
And it's still really popular, even though it's been open quite a while now.
Where?
Reggie's in Ratminds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I feel like everyone on TikTok
is. Is that Riverside Slattery's?
It's right beside Saturdays, yeah. Across the road from Saturdays.
I've often looked in and been like, I actually said to Emer, you know, just not knowing the vibes in Rathmines, I was like, we should pop in there and get something. She was like, good luck.
Yeah.
Take
honestly,
a long time.
We walked in at 6:30 and there wasn't a table free.
Wow.
And it was insane. Like, but we did have a book in, like, a month in advance.
What is it with the place that has such a draw?
It's just really good. It's just really,
it's
really
pizza,
nice food.
It,
well, it's, yeah, it's Italian, but like the main kind of pull is the snacks, the kind of like starters. Do you know what I mean? So we got mozzarella sticks, mozzarella dippers. Pippa got like focaccia, like garlic bread.
Nice.
And then I got like these potato things that basically came with like garlic, or not garlic, they came with the taco sauce, but it was so good. Like, everything is unbelievable. And we got two pizzas. Anyway, two pizzas was way too much because we were stuffed from the start.
Yeah.
So I basically took a pizza home. But they come and they bring you this kind of tray which keeps a pizza on top and a pizza on the bottom. But we'd ordered the same thing. So I was like, you eat from the top, I'll eat from the bottom, and it'll look like we've eaten one pizza together so we can, you know, bring it both home. Because I didn't want us to both eat from the same pizza and then have one pizza left. Because I'm like, oh no, they're going to think we're wasting food. Anyway, I also took home a mozzarella stick.
Wait now.
To reheat.
That makes no sense in my head. Would you not both have eaten from the same pizza and then had a full pizza to just put in a box and bring home?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't want to do that because I thought they'd be like, you shouldn't have ordered a pizza then. Do you know what I mean?
Even though when they collect what's from the bottom, what's the top, they get a full pizza, more or less.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. It made sense.
That's
in my
a weird theory.
I took it home.
All you have to say is, God, I devoured your starters. They're unreal.
Yeah.
I've ordered too much. Can I take that home?
I know, but like, that's what a normal person would say. What is me? I have a panic attack and I go, no, you eat from the top.
Pippa's,
and
I'm
I'll eat from the bottom.
I understand your message there. Okay, so I can touch my own. Okay, so wait now.
And I was like, no, you just eat yours and I'll eat mine and we're fine and I'll just take it all home.
And can I ask you a question? Was there any hassle at all to ask for it to be taken home in the
No,
house.
They were very nice.
Yeah. I think it would have made their lives a bit easier just to scoop up one full pizza back into the box.
It's Olivia Dean. Yeah. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Talk to me. You're on Spin. Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Olivia Dean and Man I Need. What's your favourite line from the song, Dave? Sing it.
Make me wonderful. I can't remember it on the spot. I'm sorry.
I kind of like it when you call me wonderful.
I love it. Tricky.
Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. We want to get you top of the leaderboard. We want you to win a Money Can't Buy Fuzzy Charge Snooty. These are gorgeous big spin snooties. Just to keep you nice and cozy this winter. And it's Noelle on to play this morning. Noelle, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is your birthday in December?
It's Christmas Day, yes.
I was like, sense. What? I was like, how would you know that?
Hello,
I realise now. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Christmas Day.
How was that growing up, Noelle? Did you love it or hate it?
No, I loved the growing up. We used to get double presents, but not anymore.
Did you? Very good. From Santa and the
Santa
parents.
Santa and the parents bring gifts. That's pretty unbelievable. And were like your siblings or whatever jealous on the day that you got extra stuff on Christmas Day? Or is everyone just happy?
No, I think everybody was just happy.
That's good. Noelle, where are you from?
Northside, Cabra.
From Cabra. And what are you up to today? Are you off to work? Are you off somewhere?
Yeah, just off to work today. And then I don't have any plans for the evening.
Lovely. I love no plans. What do you do for work, Noelle?
I work in a school.
Very nice. All right. And you've heard the Tricky 10 before?
Yeah, I've been listening.
Good. And are you enjoying it, Noelle?
Yeah. But I probably won't enjoy it today if I don't get any for you.
We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a brand new Fuzzy Charged Snooty to get cosy this winter. Currently on top of the leaderboard is yesterday's player, Louise. She got a score of 5 in 44.92 seconds. How do you think you're going to do? Do you think you'll beat her?
Hopefully, Noelle.
All right, you've got Christmas on your side. So Emma's going to ask your questions.
Yes.
The best of luck.
Noelle, here we go. We're going to start the clock in 3, 2, 1. The script sang about how many degrees of separation?
3.
What number do you get if you remove the letter W from the word weight?
7.
The game show hosted by Lee Mack is called the What Percent Club?
1%.
The Ballyfermot is in which Dublin postal district?
9.
How many seasons of Father Ted were there?
6.
The average human has how many senses?
10.
How many years are you allowed to serve in singular term as Irish president?
9.
In the Republic of Ireland, how many counties start with the letter C?
4.
How many substitutes are allowed to be on the bench during a Premier League match?
5.
And complete the name of the Irish band, You What?
Ooh.
You 2. What? Yeah. Okay, very good. The clock has stopped.
All right, how do you think you did, Noelle?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Not too sure. All right, well, let's find out.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Way!
Ooh, 3!
3 points on the board this morning for Noelle.
Noelle, how do you feel about 3?
Not great. That
not
wasn't
great.
The best.
They were, as a certain radio legend would have said, they weren't for you today, were they, Noelle?
They didn't suit you.
No, they didn't suit you.
They didn't suit you. All right, let's have a look back and see how you did. So the script sang about how many degrees of separation. You said 3. The answer was 6. What number do you get if you remove the letter W from the word weight? It would obviously be 8. But you said 7, unfortunately. A tough worded question. Ballyfermot is in which Dublin postal district? You said 9. It's actually 10. How many seasons of Father Ted were there? You said 6. There was only 3. The average human is how many senses? You said 10. There's 5. How many years are you allowed to serve in a singular term as Irish president? You said 9. The answer was 7. And how many substitutes are allowed to be on a bench during a Premier League match? You said 5. The answer is actually 9.
There's 9
one.
Allowed.
9 allowed.
That's a lot of hanging around for a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, they don't all get on.
Not being able to do anything fun and sitting around on the bench all 9 years.
Noelle, a score of 3. Well done, and thank
Nothing
you so much for playing.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Thanks for giving it a lash, and so nice to talk to you, Noelle.
Cheers.
Happy early birthday.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Happy early birthday. That's a nice way of saying happy Christmas in November.
It is. We got away with that one. Just to say, it is a shame that there weren't more than 3 seasons of Father Ted. And I feel like it's just always
there's a good few episodes, in fairness, in each season.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I get you.
It's something that I'd love to watch from the beginning. Maybe. Same. Does it stream anywhere, Father Ted?
Channel 4,
I think. Does it? Okay, yeah. Very good. Listen, we are at Wednesday. Only 2 more days to go this week. And the score to beat is still Louise at 5. So look, really doable. If you want to play tomorrow, message us the word tricky now. 087-711-1038.
Get involved!
Get involved! And beat Louise a score of 5. Win the Fuzzy Charge Snooty on Friday. Here's Blackpink now. It's been... I'm not that easy
to tame. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, we must address matters that went down on the show yesterday. In case you don't know, I'm taking on my first ever boxing match this coming Saturday. I've been doing boxing just for fitness, completely non-contact.
That was
just
the sound of a pterodactyl, by the way.
With Heaton Boxing Academy, they've got loads of gyms across South Dublin. I started it because I don't like going to the gym very much, and this is a very fun, great way to burn calories, get a bit of exercise and learn some new skills, etc. But they do offer this opportunity for people to get into the ring if people should want to, and they offer up these fight camps if people do want to actually learn how to spar, and the skill is obviously very different because you need to start thinking about your defence rather than just punching the bag. And I mean, you learn skill in the classes, but really I found over the last 10 weeks the big thing that you're learning is defence. Mm. You know, how not to get hit in the face.
This whole thing sounds like SponCon because Emma's so passionate about it, but actual fact, she pays for every single class.
I
and
do.
She genuinely just loves this
That's
thing.
That's actually really important to say, yeah.
It's like, it's not SponCon.
No.
She genuinely just loves this class.
I really, really enjoy it. And so when the opportunity came up to, do you want to do the camp? Do you want to get into the ring? Initially was like, hell no, that's not for me. I don't want to hit anybody. And now I'm like, yeah, okay.
Can't wait to hit some people.
It's going to be good crack. And hopefully, my hope for on the night is not to get annihilated and just at least show some skill, you know, because you have all the skill in the world that you've learned from the coaches, but on the night, will you panic? I hope not. Anyway, basically, you decided what my walkout song is going to be. Thanks for that. It's Troy Bolton's Get Your Head in the Game.
You got to get your head in the game. We got to get your head in the game.
Already, I'm obviously going to be the coolest and have the most respect on Saturday
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
But the other thing we needed to do is pick my boxing nickname. What am I going to walk out to and they introduce me?
Yeah, so you'd have like things like, you know, in the blue corner, we have, you know, and then you'd say a boxer. I don't know any a single boxer, but
like
Maddie the Baddie.
Yeah,
Paddy. Do you know what I mean? That kind of a vibe. That's what we want. We kind of wanted a nickname for Emma because everyone who's doing the boxing camp has a nickname or have decided on a nickname. But obviously, we can't decide on anything as people on this show. We have to put it out to you. That's how this show works.
This is what I came up with.
Emma the Warrior Nolan.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe we'll bring this to the show and get some better ideas. Now, Dave did have a good one.
Emma the One Hit Wonder Nolan.
And the amount of people who got in touch with brilliant suggestions yesterday. And I know, like, this seems really obvious. It was right in front of us. But Philip suggested this.
Emma, Fully Charged Nolan.
Yeah, really, really good, in fairness. All three were actually decent. And you were voting over on our Instagram at @officialspin103 for the last 24 hours for what Emma Nolan's boxing nickname should be.
Callum, can we get the results, please?
We can say that we have not looked at
I actually genuinely have not looked.
But Callum has counted and verified.
The votes are in. And there is a clear winner. The votes go 8%, 23%, 69%.
Oh, right. Ooh. Okay, people were very passionate about one then.
So, in third place, some would say last place, with 8%, is this.
Emma the Warrior Nolan.
I'm delighted about that.
Yeah, I'm glad that's not gone.
I kind of wanted it to be enunciated like the Warrior Nolan, but I'm glad that's gone. It's terrible.
It's too... I like it because it's self-deprecating and that's fun.
But it's too self-deprecating.
But it doesn't put out a lot of confidence.
Yeah. There's no oomph.
And the joke is kind of lost in translation as well. You kind of have to explain, no, it's actually meant to be Warrior.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Okay, so we've two left. Two left. The One Hit Wonder and we have Fully Charged. All
I
right.
like both.
In second place, with 23% of the vote, is this...
Emma, the one-hit wonder, Nolan.
Oh,
so
geez.
It was pretty obvious, with 69% of the vote, Emma's boxing nickname is...
Emma, Fully Charged Nolan.
Yes.
Look at that Philip suggestion yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Class. It does look like pure show SponCon.
It does.
But yes. It's absolutely perfect.
It's so good. I can't remember. In the blue corner, Emma, Fully Charged Nolan.
And then kicks in Troy Bolton.
Get your head in game.
I've got a quick suggestion. If you're saying that it sounds like you're trying to promote the show during your boxing nickname, could you change it to Emma Fully Charged on Spin 103.8 7 till 10 with
to 10,
Emma Day
Monday
Manfio,
to Friday.
Nolan.
I think that's not a bad
that's
idea.
That's very good.
Rolls off the tongue.
I think it has a really good ring to it, Callum. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Emma
really?
Fully Charged Nolan, that was amazing. Congratulations.
Won't be long coming around now, only a couple more sleeps. Hope I have a nose on Monday. You're listening to Spin.
So, Christmas is coming up soon. I know people, spoiler alert, Christmas is coming. And I know some people are very upset about that. But I'm sorry, I need your help because I'm in a little bit of a pickle. 087711103 is our number. Please voice note us on this because I have a group of friends that every year does a Secret Santa. If you don't know Secret Santa, you'll put your names into a hat, take one out, and you buy that person a present. No one knows who has each other. The limit this year is €30.
That's kind of a lot.
It
for
is
a Secret
quite
Santa,
a lot of.
Yeah.
It is quite a lot of money. But listen, times are changing. You know, everything's expensive
the
these days. The
well,
boom
actually,
is like,
you're
everything's
right.
Expensive these
You'd
days.
Get nothing for what you would get for a tenner. You know. Like,
yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So 30 quid is...
Even the naff stuff's gone up, lads.
Yeah, it really has. So 30 quid is the limit, okay? So that's what we have to spend. And I have pulled someone out of the hat that I don't massively know. And I know you're thinking, why do you not know your own friend group? The friend group is quite big. It's quite a mix of other
it
different
could be
groups
like
of friends.
Your friends, friends played
exactly.
Five aside with you once and is now in the group.
Is now in the chat, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So that is the vibe. So we're all doing like a dinner on the 13th of December.
So
and
cute.
We're going to like, you know, give all our presents to each other or whatever. I've pulled out a guy who I know, for, you know, kind of, but not massively. I'm not like, he wouldn't be my one of my close friends in the group.
You don't know his favourite colour like?
No.
Yeah, that's
no.
Not a real friend then.
He's one of those people who I don't call him his nickname. I call him by his actual name because I don't
yet.
Know if I don't really, you know what I mean?
Getcha.
So that's what I'm curious about. What do I get this man worth €30 for Christmas? What's a good present for a guy that you don't really know? Like something quite safe.
If you're
you know?
A guy listening now, what would you like for 30 quid that people, you know, you're not going to get because you'll probably just get the socks?
Sorry, that's actually, I didn't even think of that. I was kind of talking to the women and be like, what would you get your fella? Do you know what I mean? That you've maybe you're with them only a month or something. What would you get them? So I'm curious.
What's your dream list as a guy
as
for 30
guy,
quid?
What would you get?
That you'd love and maybe we'll all get a bit. Because I think guys get lowballed with gifts a lot, to be honest, don't they? It's always the usual.
It's always the socks and stuff.
Especially dads, I think, don't do pretty well at Christmas. So you're sending in your suggestions 087-711-103. Get them over.
For all gift voucher or a restaurant voucher.
Yeah, you can never really go wrong with that, but just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a bit impersonal. And I know it's stupid to say it's impersonal when I don't massively know and know him and I'm talking about him on the radio. But I just feel vouchers are a little bit kind of, I think, to be honest, that's a lie. If I was to get a voucher, I'd be like, yeah, that's grand. Mm. But I would be a little bit like disappointed because I would have thought someone would get me
something
that I specifically would like.
Bit
like
more
my mate Megan is in the chat and I know she's getting someone in the chat something very personal to them. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I was like,
you can't say what it
getting,
is, can you?
I can't
the radio,
say what it is because they're getting she's getting their face on something.
Oh,
and I just think that's really clever and it's fun.
That's a laugh. Jessup was on as well.
So this is something that I've recommended to loads of my friends to get their boyfriends. They've all absolutely loved it. It's just like, it's like Lego for adults. So it's like a flat pack of little wooden pieces and like they make it and it's like a little boat or like a little bridge or you can get like, I think you can get like the Eiffel Tower or something, but it's not Lego. And I literally just Googled adult Lego sets and it came up and it's like wooden and they're kind of any price. You can get big ones, small ones, but I know there's definitely ones for under €30. Every single person who's ended up getting it for their partner has been like, oh my God, they loved it, they loved it, they loved it. And so maybe that's a good one.
That's really cool. That's really interesting.
Adult Lego.
Yeah, adult Lego. I'm
not
looking at like,
that.
It's kind of like architecture.
Mm.
And yeah, that sounds pretty good to be fair. If you've any more suggestions, even though I may be getting the Legos out, who knows? 087-711-103. If you had €30 to spend on a man that you didn't really know for Christmas, then what would you buy him? 087-711-103. Voice notes, please. Okay, I've got a Secret Santa to organise by the 13th of December, okay, because I have a friend group who do it every year and you've €30 to spend. And I unfortunately got someone who I don't massively know. And I know that sounds weird, being in a friend group with someone you don't know. I do know him, just not as well as I know the other lads.
Yeah.
So I have €30 to spend on a man that I don't really know for Christmas. What should I get him? 087-711-103. Voice notes coming in on this.
There's some great suggestions. Aisling is actually standing by there. Hello.
Oh my God, hey guys.
Hey,
oh God,
what's the crack, Aisling?
Nothing, how are you?
All right, we're good. Now listen, Aisling, if you had €30 to spend on a man for Christmas, but you didn't really know the man, what would you get him?
A Yeti cup.
What?
It's a great present.
What's
just
a Yeti cup?
Like a Stanley cup.
Oh, Yeti cup. Oh, these are kind of the new, like, the new Stanleys, are they?
They're actually much better than Stanley.
Why?
I have both, and I think the Yeti cup is way better.
Does it fit in a car?
It does, and I made an iced coffee going to work yesterday morning, and I didn't get a chance to finish it before I went into work. And when I got in the car at 4:30, there was still ice in it.
Wow. Okay, that's impressive.
Hey, just look up here. 25 quid, you still have a fiver to spare.
Interesting. I sell a tape of fiver to it. Perfect.
Mm.
That's fantastic.
There you go. Aisling, use scratch cards.
Thank you so much. That's an incredible suggestion.
That's a really good shout. Thanks, Aisling.
No worries. Bye, guys.
Thanks. This is actually terrible for me because I'm so easily influenced. Stop telling us lovely things that you can buy. I want a Yeti cup now. Kate was on as well.
I think you should get him cologne or socks. We don't know how hygienic he is.
Okay.
I'm not friends with people who aren't hygienic. and I've always said that. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's still a nice thing to get. Socks is, it's just a bit basic. It's a bit like getting, when you have nothing to get for your dad.
I will say though, at the time last year, I suppose my boyfriend's parents didn't know me very well and they got me some really nice bits.
Did they?
But one was like a really good quality, like knitted pair of socks. And whenever I see them in the drawer, like ready and clean, I'm like, ah, it's going to be a good day.
Really?
Yeah, I love
them.
Okay,
interesting.
How are you, Megan?
Not too bad, how are you?
I'm good, Megan. All right, what do you think, Megan? If you had 30 quid to spend on a man for Christmas that you don't really know, what would you get him?
Ritual set.
A ritual set?
Would you really?
Yeah, everybody can benefit from it.
Are you just assuming that he's smelly?
If they're smelly, you get them a Lynx set.
Oh, a Lynx?
No, this person is definitely not smelly. We just have to put that out there on the airwaves.
Okay, rituals. So what are you saying? Like body wash and stuff, is it?
So they do like a little knit, so it's body scrubs as well.
Nice. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I'm. Do you know what? That's actually a fantastic suggestion. Yeah. Thank you. It's easy.
And not many men, I'm sure, get ritual sets.
No, men are sick of a Lynx set. Like, they want a ritual
set.
Yeah,
stop getting me jocks. Just get me something that I can smell really cute in the shower. Ooh, very florally.
Mm.
Thanks, Megan. Great shout.
No problem at all.
Thanks, Megan. Have a great day.
I love the way everyone's just assuming your friend stinks.
Yeah, what's with that like?
I don't know why that is. Carl was on too.
Dave, go to Smith's and get him €30 worth of Nerf guns. Everybody loves Nerf guns.
That's not a bad shout, you know.
That's very good. Although when you said Smith's, I was like, I hope he says Scaletrics. Because that'll be a good shout.
You should go to Smith's with €30.
And just see what I can get.
That'd be a silly toy.
That would be good.
Some kind of a mock of a baby born.
Like an action man or something.
That'd be so fun.
The parachute.
See?
Turns out I didn't need your help at all. Thanks.
It's also an excuse to go to Smith's, and it's only when obviously I have a niece and nephew that I can go to Smith's now with them in my hand in hand, and you still feel the joy
Does it still have the blue shiny floors?
Yes, it does.
That. I don't know why I love that so much. And riding around a bike on that just always felt so bold.
So fun.
So great. Let's
go! David Fiona in the morning. Hello, how are you?
Hi, what's happening?
Guys, I don't mean to brag or anything, but
sounds like a brag is coming.
Dermot Kennedy was thinking about me last night.
What?
I know.
What?
It's nice.
What are you talking about?
It's just nice to know that I'm still in his mind. You
what?
Know?
How?
I saw him like last month.
Does he have a load of Emma Nolan tattoos?
Yeah. You don't want to know where. basically, fado, many years ago now, I interviewed Dermot Kennedy at Electric Picnic.
Okay.
And at the time, he kind of put up a video compilation. It was really well done.
I remember
of his
this
show at Lecture Picnic, and the voiceover on the video was Michael D. Higgins.
Oh. Okay,
he'd written this poem about Irish music or something like that. Anyway, it was really nice. So it was just a great video. But what made me myself at the time was the opening shot of that video was me interviewing
him,
Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah,
I would say I took that crop and slowed it down and watched it about 100,000 times.
Class.
At the very least. Last night, just because he's still thinking about me, he reshared the video.
Did
Colin,
he?
Don't look at it. I'm carrying a different microphone for a different radio station. It would upset you. It would upset you. Have a look there now on Dermo's Instagram. Flick over. Now, unfortunately, it is just the back of my head. But look at
the
way he's looking at me. That's what's really important.
Is it on
here.
His story, yeah?
It's on his grid, I believe.
Oh, that's the back of your head.
That's the back. And look, zoom in. Look at the way he's looking at me. He's giving me such a big smile.
He really is.
He's really giving me a little hello. I'm sure he's like probably married or whatever, and that's fine. But he did
Isn't it mad that that used to be our logo?
Different radio station microphone, different times. But can you appreciate Callum? Say it out loud. Didn't he look like he was enjoying himself?
He was having the time of his life.
Thank you.
He was, in fairness. That is quite cool. Were you just flicking through Dermot Kennedy's Instagram story and then saw your face?
No, my friend Paula, our friend Paula texted me being like, go M! And I was like, what's this? And I was like, oh, just the reshare
here it
me
is
again.
Again
on Dermot's page. You can't get enough of me.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I have made the promise I'm going to watch that film this week.
Is it a film or a TV show?
Film.
Is it a film?
It's meant to be brilliant. My niece was telling me all about it. It's all about a girl band.
Okay.
But one of them is a demon.
Is it like a cartoon? Spoiler alert. Is it like cartoon?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, it's class.
Well, I probably won't watch that, but I will be watching this. And to be honest, that's quite a big deal for me because I haven't watched I'm a Celebrity in years.
Nor have I, and I 100% will be watching this year.
But there's just two people in this year's lineup who I just absolutely love.
Unignorable.
Unignorable, so I will be watching them. Now, the lineup of I'm a Celebrity, which starts on Sunday, the 16th of November, we've already been through it, but I'll go through it one more time. Ruby Wax, who's a comedian, Martin Kemp, Spandau Ballet, Kelly Brook, who's a TV presenter, Jack Osborne from the Osbournes, Alex Scott, former English footballer and BBC sports presenter, Shona McGarty, EastEnders, Eddie Cady, who's a comedian, Lisa Riley from Emmerdale, and the two I am so excited for is H, who's a rapper, and Angry Ginge, who's like my favourite person on Instagram, my favourite YouTuber. He's a Twitch streamer, basically.
It's pretty much confirmed that Vogue Williams will be going in as a latecomer as well.
Yeah, I'm she wasn't on
her.
The thing.
I heard even, I was listening, flicking through radio stations the other day. God, I know, it's terrible. How dare I? But I heard her do an interview and she was genuinely talking about like her mother-in-law doing the cooking while she's in Australia.
Oh,
and helping
really?
Out with the kids and stuff. So she's talking about the fact that she's definitely
okay,
in.
Okay, interesting, because there was also talks about Tommy Fury potentially doing it as well.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's just people coming in late or whatever it is. Anyway, these celebrities, those 10 celebrities I've just mentioned, are definite, but not according to them. They're obviously not supposed to say, yeah, I'm going and I'm a Celebrity,
right,
until they're allowed. So they were landing in Australia from the airport and they were met with a load of press. And what the celebs are doing is, obviously, because they're basically in a completely useless embargo of the show, they're coming up with excuses as to why they have individually landed in Australia.
Brilliant.
So we start off with actor Shona McGarty, which I really, really liked.
What brings you to Australia, Shona?
I got on the wrong flight.
Oh, did you?
I said Austria. I thought it was Austria.
I got on the wrong flight. I thought it was Austria. Very, very clever.
So it's
right?
Kind of tongue-in-cheek. They know, everyone knows what's going on here.
Yeah.
If you're going to give an excuse like that.
Exactly.
Very good.
Then Kelly Brook, the TV presenter, last landed and was asked what she was doing there.
Yeah, I haven't seen my auntie Sheila for a long time, so I can't wait to see her. And I'm so excited that you're all so excited for me.
Sheila.
So Kelly Brook had to see her auntie Sheila. Emmerdale actor Lisa Riley was next to land.
And how come you're here?
Well, we did Dingles Down Under many years ago, so it's only fair that we do Dingles Down Under again, I feel.
Right, okay.
Dingles Down Under was apparently a special straight-to-video episode of Emmerdale in which a young, wealthy Australian crashes, literally, into their lives and whisks them off to Australia.
Okay.
So that was what she's talking about there. Then H had to give his excuse as to why he was in Australia.
And how come you're here?
Got a tour coming up.
And that's as soon as, that's as much as you're getting off H. But then you realise that some of the celebrities were obviously maybe chatting on the flight or maybe texting each other when they saw the lineup being kind of leaked. And they kind of, this guy got off the flight, my favourite, Angry Ginge, and he just did basically a whole reset of everyone's excuses.
Well, you won't actually believe why I'm here. I got a random phone call last night off Kel Brook saying she's coming visiting her aunt Sheila. Do I want to join us? I said I might as well. Then Lisa Riley rings me and says she's doing a Dingles Down Under. Do I want to join her? I said I might as well. Then H said he's going on tour, so I said I'll join him as well. And then H's mum rings me and says I've got 2 weeks in Australia. I've just won off postcode lottery. Do I want to join her? I said I might as well.
I'm very busy, mate.
So that's Angry Ginge, who I want to win already. He's my favourite Twitch streamer. I just love him so much. He's so, so funny. But him and H are good friends.
Mm.
Like really, really, really close friends. They're both from Manchester. Mm. And yeah, they're
an alliance already.
But they just slag each other non-stop.
Okay.
It's the funniest thing in the world. So I think they're just going to be excellent to watch. I'm genuinely, for the first year in so long, I am looking forward to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It starts on Sunday, this Sunday, the 16th of November at 9 o'clock on Virgin Media.
That was exactly my question. Why can't it be on earlier?
I know.
Yeah. 9 o'clock.
In fairness, though, because they go live to Australia and it's always like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. But I'll probably be watching it the next day.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
Spoilers.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm having the week of weeks. And sorry, I know that actually people have like full-time jobs and kids and loads of other things going on in the evenings, but I'm struggling. I can't cope with all the extracurriculars this
week. You do have a dog, in fairness, and I know that sounds like a slag, but I'm actually being serious. That sounds like a lot of work already.
Oh, guys, don't even get me started and all the things he ruined yesterday. My cousin Patty, she's Spanish. She was staying with me since last Friday, and obviously that was kind of busy because when you get in from work, there's entertaining to do. She's on her holidays in Dublin, you know? She wants to be out in the world. She wants to be doing stuff. She wants to go for a drink. She wants to do this and that.
I am so lucky that all my family are from Dublin, so I never have to entertain anyone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no one's coming over. Like, like welcome all the way from Clonsilla. It's fantastic. I don't know how people do it.
I'm still counting my lucky stars that she didn't want to do the Viking splash. I just didn't have the head for it this week.
She's too cool for the Viking splash.
I know, but I was like, if she wants to do that kind of stuff, I can't believe I have to do it this week after work.
I had a period in August where I had a friend over from the UK over for a weekend, and then the following week, my mum was over for an entire 7 days. So it's like, you just become tour guide, and then you're like, is this entertaining for them?
But then I was like, when did I become such shy crack? I was like at 9:30. You ready for bed, yeah? You sure you don't want to move? Like, I can leave you down here if you want. She was like, no, I'll go to bed if you want to go to bed.
Oh my God.
But yesterday was a day of hanging around the city because she had the bus to get to the airport at 3.
Would you not have dropped her?
I didn't have a car. Dave, I'm getting to it. I didn't have a car.
Oh, sorry,
it was at the garage, right? So she was like, I'll come into town and meet you after work. And obviously, 3 days ago, that sounds like a lovely plan. I just wanted to go home. It was lashing rain. Now, I had a lovely breakfast and all that. Went for breakfast. And then I was like, it's only 11 a.m. What am I going to do for the next metro? What am I going to do for the next 4 hours? I was like, do you want to go to a museum or something? She was like, no.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was like, okay. What would you like to do? She was like, maybe we go get a drink. I was like, it's 11 a.m. Went to Kyo's.
Very European.
Over to Lombard Street there.
Literally.
The windjammer.
The windjammer.
Went over to Kyo's and sat at the bar at Kyo's at like 11:30 in the morning going, what is my life?
Did you have a drink at 11:30?
I did, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock isn't it? Somewhere.
I was like, hey. She was like, in Spain apparently. It's an hour ahead. It's an hour ahead in Spain. So that was grand. We got through that. Eventually, at about 2:20, I think my head was honestly like on the, like, you know, like I was the image of having matches in your eyes holding them up.
Yeah.
She was like, you just go. I'm happy to sit here and read my book. And I was like, do you know what? I actually believe that you are. I'm going to leave.
Yeah,
now,
she's the kind of person who would be. She wouldn't say to go unless she meant it.
Yeah, she was like, "Please, you're probably bringing the vibe down.
Yeah,
I'd like you to leave."
Please tell me that she was getting the air coach and not like the 16.
No, she's getting the Dublin Express. Yeah, Dublin Express, I think. Yeah,
there's my leave card. Just post.
I wouldn't wish the 16.
I had given her my leave card the other day, actually, to roam around. But then anyway, so she's gone. Today's NTT day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Following that, it's my last personal training session ahead of this boxing match I'm doing on Saturday. That's just, I just want to go home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. That's absolutely fair enough.
Sitting there in Green Hills for the afternoon and then probably going to fail it again. I just want to go home, and then they'll probably say, oh, this needs to go to a particular mechanic. You need to get this part, and I'll be out looking for a tyre or something. I just want to go home.
I'm looking at my thing. We have a video to record after work. After the show, we've a video to do for...
And I look like this.
I have a gym session at 1:30 with my gym instructor, Jody. And then tomorrow I have an appointment at 1:00. And I have golf. Driving range.
Why does like, no one understand? I just want to be on my phone.
Just want to go home. I just want to be on my phone. Did you ever see that tweet from only a couple of weeks ago? I was like, I don't want to climb the corporate ladder. I just want to go on my phone.
Let me just be on my phone.
I love it.
Tomorrow.
It's so relatable.
Tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, can't you hear in my voice? But I'm hosting an event with my friends, the girls, Avon Blah, Run Be a Bell, and they have a big event out in Liffey Valley tomorrow evening. They asked me to host. Last week, I was so excited. Now I'm like, I have to look nice.
For a whole day.
I have to go out and I have to do my makeup tomorrow. Oh, I always want to be on my phone in bed.
Right, listen, we're all just going to agree now, as people listening to the show, next week... Do not ask Emma Nolan to do a single thing. She's had a tough week, okay? You don't ask her to do anything. No boxing classes. No nothing.
She's only working one day next week, so I'm going to bleed her dry.
And then I'm going to crack out. I couldn't be arsed.
I just want to go on my phone.
I'm going on a city break. I couldn't be arsed. Just leave me in bed with my phone. Oh, you're on.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
One in three, very good.
That's very good. Very good.
Would you believe that I had my wrong headphones on, so I actually can't hear a single thing with the song?
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Were you just copying us then?
I just know when the claps.
No wonder it wasn't great.
Okay.
In fairness, for someone who wasn't listening,
you're a beat master.
I know my wicked beats.
Guys, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Again, where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Who have we got on to play?
I have a question for you before we go any further. I'd like to know your process when you're preparing your question?
That is an excellent question.
I want to know how soon after you come up with the question do you type your answer and lock it in?
It's probably just a bit of nunya.
Excuse me?
It's probably just a bit of nunya.
What?
It's probably just a bit of nunya.
Nunya?
Yeah.
What's nunya?
Nunya business.
Hello, Jay.
Hello, Jay. All good.
Good stuff.
What are you at for the day, Jay?
Oh, I'm just walking out at the moment.
What do you do?
I am on a forklift.
Forklift?
Just driving around. Export, import.
Oh my God, you have the most soundproof phone I've ever heard. If you're driving a forklift, I can't even hear a thing. It sounds like you're just chilling in bed.
Your phone line is so good. Listen, just for coming on to take on Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down this morning, you've won yourself that a brilliant starter pack with Heaton Boxing Academy.
He's already won that.
Yeah, that's just for coming on, you see.
What?
I know. So you've won the boxing gloves, the hand wraps, the 10 boxing fitness classes, and you can go to any of their gyms.
But Jay, you've done nothing.
I know. You just answered the phone.
That's class. So what's he playing for then?
He's playing for cinema passes and for a bit of respect from you.
Oh, I like it. Okay, well, Jay, in order to get the respect from me, you need to do 5, all right? But listen, if you want to stop at any point, that's fine as well. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. A gamer, if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. If you manage to say a different thing that I've written down, then you win a load of tickets to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something, Jay, like name anything you might keep on your desk. You'll hear 3 beeps. The 3 beeps sound like this. Did you hear them?
I did.
Fantastic. If you say laptop and I've laptop written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Are you ready to go, Jay?
I am indeed.
Best
Very
luck.
Nice. Here we go with round one. Name any date in December.
The 18th.
The 18th. And I have written down December 24th.
Beautiful Christmas Eve vibes. Jay, you have 1 IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to play on?
I'll play on.
All right, here we go, Jay. Round 2. Name any animal with fur.
A fox.
A fox.
Furry fox.
And I have written down a dog.
Nice. Very good. That's a pair of cinema passes now. Do you want to take them and run or do you want to keep on going?
I'll keep on going.
You play All on right. for respect.
Here we go. Now, this, I forgot to say, Jay, is a bit of a tough game, okay? The next 3 questions are a little bit tough, but I think you have it. Here we go with round 3. Name any body part on the head.
The lips.
The lips.
I love how confident you are with that.
Fantastic answer. Be a shame if I wrote that down, wouldn't it?
Would just be a crying shame.
And I have written down ears.
Yes! Ooh. Brilliant. You're into the 4th round, Jay. Do you want to take it on?
Continue all the way.
All right, continue all the way. This is where we separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls, with round 4. Name any mode of transport you can take in Dublin.
Taxi.
A taxi.
I would have said taxi as well.
I think if I was on the phone, I would have said taxi.
Jesus.
But I'm not on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm on the show.
So you said dart.
And I said dart.
Yeah, I just had a feeling it was going to be dart. Okay, final round, Jay. Here we go.
Now, earlier on, Jay, we played our new game called The Tricky 10. One of the questions was, how many senses does the body have? And the answer was obviously 5. The person on the phone accidentally said 10. What I would like you to do for round 5 is name any of those 5 senses.
Smell.
Smell. You could have had sight, touch, hearing, seeing, or smelling. You said smell. For 5 IMC Cinema Passes, Jay, I have written down hearing.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Go! Let's go, Jay.
That's brilliant.
Congratulations. You have won with Heaton Boxing Academy and you have won yourself 5 IMC Cinema Passes.
And you have won Dave's respect and your foam line is starting to crash out. Well done. It's the excitement of it all.
It is the excitement. Jay, congratulations. How do you feel?
I'm delighted I beat you, to be honest.
Do you know what? You have my respect and you have my IMC Cinema Passes and you have Emma's boxing gloves and all the rest of that, those stuff as well. Jay, have a fantastic day. Be careful on that forklift.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Good luck.
You too. Bye-bye. I'd like to turn this on its head for just a sec, okay?
You want to go back to Nunya, is it?
No. I've come up with 3 questions for you.
Oh, okay. I've ever played.
Yeah, okay. Name a brand of phone.
Samsung.
I have written down Nokia.
Oh.
You are through to be through to the next round.
Okay.
Name a makeup product that you would use on your face.
Eyeliner.
Answer on the 3rd
beat. Oh, sorry, the 3rd beat.
Rules of your own game.
I'm under pressure.
And I have written down bronzer.
Oh, I never would have said bronzer.
Finally, name any music venue in Dublin.
Vicar Street.
And I have written down the Olympia.
Hey! Hey, this game is easy.
Isn't it so fun to play though as well? It's class. Spin!
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.